www.thebestofthebest.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Stop viewing church as just being natural. We're sitting here in chairs, listening to a sermon or a message, taking notes, singing songs. It's way beyond natural. There's something in you that is not natural. And don't limit it to natural phenomena, natural laws. What we just read, where God said, the angel said, for with God, all things are possible. In other words, Mary, something's being imparted to you that's going to take you out of the realm of impossible and limitation, and you're about to step over into a realm of possibility. Because what you have received now, the life of Christ, takes all boundaries down. There's nothing that can limit you or stop you. If you believe, you can receive. Are you hearing? That's what you are carrying today, and you got to understand that. And what you carry can be transferred. I believe it's about time somebody experienced a miracle. I'm talking about a bona fide, amen, God sent, unexplainable. No words can, you can't explain it. This is what happened. How could that happen? I don't know how that could happen. Except God did it. How did you move so fast? I don't know. I can't move that fast. It had to be God that accelerated. How did my car drive for 2.5 hours with me sleep? 2.5 hours. Not 5 minutes. 2.5 hours. And then how did it know to come off at this right exit? I was in Illinois. I could have ended up in Indiana, Michigan. I woke up and sat up and put my hands on the steering wheel. I was at the right exit. Angel driving the car, was driving it at 35 miles an hour, right up. I don't drive up exit ramps like that. Y'all don't either. Don't act like y'all do. Especially that time of the morning, 2 in the morning. You had a pedal to the metal. Except God brought a miracle. The super on the natural. This is what we're talking about here. If you understand what you are carrying, stop limiting yourself to just natural things, natural limitations. Get outside of the box and start believing God for the greater. Some of us need to start dreaming again. You got so bound up with your routine job that there's no life in it now. But see, God's plan is to bring this life into your vocation, into every facet of your life, your finances, your health, your children, your home, hello, your schooling, everywhere where God begins to manifest the kingdom, which is not limited by the natural. You can get in school and all of a sudden you're intimidated by the course, but you start letting that nature in you start working. He said he'll make you wiser than your teacher. You'll be coming up with stuff your teacher don't understand. I see some of y'all don't think. Like, oh, yeah. But see, that's where you limit yourself. Because he that is in you, if you just pull out all the stops and let Christ be Christ, you let God be God. He's not going to keep you in no little box. But the nature you carry can be transferred. And it must be transferred to your children. Amen? God wants to gather many together for a corporate destiny of supernatural manifestation. You see, as each one of us, me, pastor, our family, kindred, church family, families in the church, start to be filled with the same frequency. See, you have to understand how God's going to do this thing. He's going to fill the earth with those that are pursuing the same course of destiny. Now, this body has a certain assignment, a another body of believers that may be a hand, a foot, an arm, they have another assignment, but they're to be on the same. They're not to be on the frequency here over there. Well, that was sad amens. I left y'all somewhere. Do you understand? Their babe, they may be blessed by what they hear here, but their babe leaps where God has called them to be. It's not natural. You know, not just limited to intellect. Well, that pastor knows more than the other pastor. Or this one preaches better than that. No, it's to where the babe leaps. It's to where the frequency is that God has called you. And see, some folk get offended where they are called and then try to fit in somewhere else. And you jamming that frequency over there. Say amen, lights. Now, I don't want to shake you up too bad, because it doesn't mean that God hasn't moved people for specific reasons or purposes, but it's God that does that. We don't do it just because we want to. You understand what I mean? Time won't afford me to tell the story, but the first church I was a part of, my older brother was there. He's the one that actually got me there. I was totally submitted there. My younger brother came there. You know, we were there, faithful there, committed there, but then God dealt with me. And I wasn't but 21 at the time, and I didn't quite understand it, but it was something supernatural. It wasn't natural. It wasn't me offended and wanting to get out of something. And no, God dealt with me. See, that's the foundation and footing I had to stand on. Because see, when you do stuff and God hadn't dealt with you, you left to yourself. You left on your own. And that's why the devil comes in and steals, kills, destroys, attacks. The devil busy. Yeah, he busy. You give him a whole lot to be busy with. So you got to know it's God. You got to know it's the Lord. You got to be certain. You can't just be doing stuff at a whim or off of your feelings or because you got upset or somebody made you mad. People will make you mad till Jesus come. You know, they'll press your buttons. You'll have challenges there, but you can't be moved by that. You got to be moved by what makes the baby leap. Sometime in the midst of your storm, the baby's leaping. You say, Lord, I can't move. The baby's leaping. God sees beyond your storm, beyond your challenge, beyond your infirmity, beyond your shortcomings. Sometimes when you feel least or worst about yourself, God is telling you, move on. Go forward. I got something for you. But you say, Lord, I don't feel worthy. The devil is a lie. Amen. You got to bring those things subject and know when the baby is leaping. It ain't always going to be easy. Faith makes things possible. It doesn't make things easy. Some things are easy. You know, by nature, some things are easy. Some things are difficult. Faith will overcome the difficult, but it don't always make the difficult easy. Sometimes you got to dig. Hello? How many ever worked a job where they had to dig something? I mean, really dig. Ditches, you know, for water systems and stuff. Just dig, you know. Sometimes I see them guys out on the road digging. They be down in the hole and they be the hole. I said, man, they did some digging. But if you've ever done digging, you know, after a while, everything from the waist up can go to aching because it takes some effort to dig. See, that's what some of us miss because we don't dig. It's not on the, you can't pick it up off the surface, so you feel like, well, it ain't the will of God. Sometimes it is the will of God, but you got to dig. You got to go deeper. It takes some more effort. Well, I prayed. Well, did you pray again? Well, I waited. What'd you wait, a day? Come on, there's some things that are there for you, but you got to go after it. You got to have a pursuit after. You can't just give up at the first sign of challenge. At the first sign of, well, it's going to take a little while. Yeah, it may take a little while, but stay the course. God has an appointed time. And at the appointed time, the vision will speak. But in the process, God's going to mold and shape you. I said last week, Solomon was young and tender, and he could not build the temple at the time because he was young and tender, too apt to change and be influenced or discouraged. When you get past that tenderness, don't mean that your heart ain't tender, but it means that you are set on a course. And you can say no. You can let your yea be yea and your nay, nay, and not be vacillating and wavering about things. Hello? Let's move on. See, when our lives are filled by this, on the same frequency and the same spirit, we pursue the same course. We need more people on the ground, not just in the spirit. See, you know, I didn't say spirit, I said spirit. There are a lot of people with you in the spirit. But when it comes to being on the ground, they ain't nowhere to be found. Oh, I'm with you, Apostle, in the spirit. Why ain't you with me on the ground? See, because if we're on the same frequency, if we're pursuing the same course, then we're going to be together not just in the spirit, but on the ground. There's got to be a manifestation of it on the ground. Not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. Not loving in word only, but in deed also. In other words, an outworking. Look at somebody, tell them, God requires your life. Come on, tell them, it costs him everything. It's going to cost you everything. It'll cost you everything. And it's not, woe is me. For the commandments of the Lord are not grievous. It's not a pain to serve God. It's not, I got to give up everything. No, I didn't say give up. I said it's going to cost you everything. In other words, you can't put anything before God. You got to live such a life of discipline that you put nothing before God. But you seek first the kingdom. If you're truly going to feel the earth, if truly going to have that babe that leaps on God's frequency that he's sending into the house, then you have to put God first. You know why? Because I put God first. I am not perfect, but I put God first. Now, me saying I'm not perfect don't give you a clause to get out. That ain't no escape clause. Well, you say, he ain't perfect. I ain't perfect either. Well, I ain't talking about that. I don't mean that. Because you got those escape artists. You know, just say something like that, and they read a whole lot of other stuff into that. They'll read sin into that. Well, you know, I ain't perfect. No, when we say that, we're just saying that we have not arrived yet, but our lives are given over to him. All right, so the plan, we're talking about this sixth dimension, and it's to fill the earth. You know, we need bodies, we need people. And we're going to take this city, we need people on the ground on the same frequency. Not just in the spirit, you know, in agreement in the spirit, but ain't putting no effort forth, ain't living no kind of life. We need people on the earth, feet on the ground, troops on the ground. You gotta say boots on the ground. We need boots on the ground here in Fort Pierce.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 4 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. Whatever happened to your witness? Stop being so passive. The way the enemy gets to you is that he gets through you. God wants you to be able to keep ahead of the enemy. It is time for the tormentor to be tormented. Don't allow him to war with your mind. He's already been utterly defeated. Devils must be subjected to you. As a believer, you have to be passionate about filling the earth. Fill it with God's nature. Allow his kind intention to manifest through you. Do not block the avenues God seeks to work through.
This is Trevor Banks again. And I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.